Tonight's live Hoops coverage is brought to you by American Title Company, The Collector's Zone, County National Bank, The Protection Center, Alro Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Jackson Public Schools, Corrigan Oil and Express Stops by BP and Marathon, White's Restaurant and Catering, Northwest Community Schools, The Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game, High School Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, yeah, we're live here at Western High School out on Deering Road, a little earlier than normal for our high school basketball coverage. Feels weird that we're about to tip it off here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
All of our postseason high school basketball coverage is brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. They're on board for everything we do here postseason, and we're hoping that we've got quite a few games. We're going to get you at least four, maybe five, and beyond, because it looks like there's a couple of area teams that are going to have a chance to play beyond these districts. Of course, tonight we're here at Western, and we've got Western hosting Eaton Rapids, and Western will be hosting throughout the district. They've got a matchup lined up with Northwest if they can knock off Eaton Rapids tonight.
Yeah.
So we will likely be able to get you covered somewhere on our network of that game, too, on Wednesday. Our plan also is to be at Vandercook Lake on Wednesday for a doubleheader, and there's a few games going on out there in Class C action tonight. Well, these are all elsewhere. Vandercook Lake is hosting East Jackson.
Yep.
Grass Lake is hosting Concord, and Lumen Christi is hosting Jackson Preparatory and Early College. So,
lots to do.
Three out of those six teams will be playing, and the winner of the East Jackson Vandy game plays Hanover Horton. So we'll have Hanover Horton versus take your pick tonight. It's going to be wild March Madness situation here on WKHM. We're just glad to be able to bring you the action tonight. I want to mention our squads tonight. The Panthers off to a great season, and we were here for a game they had with Coldwater that looked like it was going to be basically the game to see who wins the Interstate 8 Conference, and Western was able to get that big win. However, they did suffer a couple more conference losses later on in the season, and we see Nate Burke is on the bench with a wrap around his hand, and it looks like he's going to be unavailable likely throughout the postseason, which is a big hurt, a big hit for Western's lineup, because he did a lot of important things for them. Was a good ball control guy, really smart on the court, hard-nosed and rugged, and he could score, he could defend, he did all those things, so they're going to miss his presence.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those guys that helps open up the floor a little bit for the big guys down low, Desmond Price, who is just an absolute banger in the low block. Steel Fortress can space you out a little bit as well. He's got size to play down low as well, but without Nate Burke to open up the floor a little bit, we'll see how Eaton Rapids can combat the two big men down low and not really necessarily have to worry too much about the outside.
Yeah, Western 14-5 on the year. A fantastic record, and could have been, like I said, could have been even better if they don't suffer the loss of a really good player in Nate Burke. But next man up, you got to get it done, and they'll counter with tonight Evan Thompson, who's been playing a lot on the season already, and then you see Landon Heiler into the lineup. They just really have a good lineup out here that they'll confront with, and they're going to be the favorite in this one because Eaton Rapids has struggled, especially down the stretch. Jason, 8-12 overall, 4-6 in the league was the number I saw for them. Lost six straight, however, and that's not great going into the tourney. Their last game was a home loss versus Perry. So Eaton Rapids is just going to come out here. You try to play tough. I think what we could see out of them is what we saw out of the Lumen Christi Jackson game on Friday night. You go out there and you can maybe play some zone, maybe give them a little space, and make them take some time on those possessions. You cut down the number of possessions in the game. You keep yourself close with a chance to win it at the end.
Yeah, your goal is to disrupt anything that they put up into the air shot-wise. Really hope for empty possessions on their end. Get yourself down into the offensive sets and dictate the pace, and that's going to be the best option, best game plan for Eaton Rapids here if they want to snap their losing streak and snap this rough season and move on into this tournament.
So we'll come back and look at the starting lineups after a quick break here. 3 minutes. High school basketball on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, where your functional strength begins. Giving you the extra boost of accountability with personal training, along with variety and a little bit of fun. Kettlebell Hotspot can help you make serious changes by learning a safe, effective, non-impact way to burn 22 calories per minute. Featuring over 500 fitness tools, including the kettlebell, used to create exciting training programs for all ages. And your first visit is free. Your journey to a strong body and mind begin at Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, located in the Village Crossing Mall. Most of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than thinking about retirement. If you think your retirement planning needs some attention, call Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule at 531-3588. From retirement planning to tax planning, see Edward Jones Financial Advisor Steve Rule, West Main Street in Parma.
School basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we are live at Western High School. Of course, getting into the postseason. All of it's brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center this year again. And we want to thank new sponsor Slice of Spice, Laughlin's Slice of Spice over there in Spring Arbor. They've got a new Mexican lineup, Jason, with wet burritos, nacho supremes, and taco salads. Thursday night's ladies' night.
You had me at hello.
Wine Wednesdays, half-off bottles, and senior citizen discount on Sundays, 15% off the entire bill. Laughlin's Slice of Spice. And they delicious pizza.
Yes, they do.
Jason, let's take a look at these starting lineups here real quick.
Yeah, let's start with the visiting Eaton Rapids Greyhounds. For them, they'll roll out with 6'1" freshman forward Zach Dansis, 6-foot guard Matthew Norcross. The sophomore guard, 5'10", Kyle Jones. 6'6" forward, he'll probably be the center tonight, senior Ben Gleason. And the mysterious, not on the program, Steele. That's all we got.
First initial was B.
B.
He didn't get onto the official program here for the MHSAA, but we saw him written down in the scorebook.
B. Steele. All right.
So we can learn about him through the night. Yes, meanwhile, for the home court, Western Panthers.
Well, as we mentioned, Ryan Molnick's a little bit different look for him tonight. He's going to roll out with some of the usual suspects. Evan Thompson, the 5-foot senior guard. Senior forward, Steele Fortress. Senior center, 6'4", Desmond Price. Elijah Ebong, the 6-foot senior guard. And then another senior guard, 5'8", Landon Heiler.
There's the names you're familiar with at Western, of course, Steele Fortress and Desmond Price. Look to have matchup advantage. They got a little height over there at Eaton Rapids, but that they don't have the bulk. Both Steel Fortress and Desmond Price are some hefty guys, and they command some respect down low, and they'll look to earn that tonight. Here, we're going to take another 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back with the tip-off. Again, Western Panthers hosting the Greyhounds of Eaton Rapids on WKHM and WKHM.com, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Hi, it's Tina from Hometown Heating, Jackson's only Daikin Comfort Pro dealer. Hometown Heating and Cooling specializes in both residential and commercial and offers a 5-year labor warranty and a 12-year parts warranty. Hometown Heating services all makes and models. Don't forget, your furnace has been working overtime this winter. Changing your filter is one of the most important things you can do. Hometown Heating says good luck to the Western Panthers. Find us on Facebook or call us at 517-795-2933.
I'm Christy, and I'm in 8th grade at Western Middle School.
And I'm Jaden. I'm in 8th grade, and I'm at Western Middle School, too.
Mrs. Innocencio, she's just really, like, crazy, and she's just fun to be around, and she explains math really well to me.
My favorite teacher would be Mr. Showerman. He kind of relates with us a lot. Like, if we don't know something and we ask questions, he knows that we don't really know it as well, so he'll kind of help us out a lot more.
It's just a fun place to be, and you can just be open, and you get to learn about what you want.
A commercial contractor that takes pride in working with the client, subcontractors, and suppliers. Jones Construction Solutions. For a smooth construction project with a great ending, guided by honesty, loyalty, integrity, and hard work, Jones Construction Solutions. Construction management, consultations, and inspection services. Jones Construction Solutions has incredible relationships with area subcontractors and suppliers, ensuring your project gets the results you need. Log on to JonesConstructionSolutions.com for more information now. A proud supporter of Western Athletics.
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live Western High School. We're getting the starting lineups announced on the floor, and Jason, I imagine it's probably MHSAA rules that kind of alternate the starters here instead of normally where they'd have the big extravaganza, turning the lights down and getting the spotlights going, so... A little more
subdued in here.
That's the perfect word.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got here early, as is my nature, and it was a very sparse crowd, but they've continued to fill in consistently.
Yeah.
And as we just moments away from tip-off now, it's a nice support here for the Western Panthers as they start off on this playoff district journey. They're going to have a road that looks winnable, Jason, really. As they essentially... If they can win this one, which is a winnable game, on paper they'd be the favorite.
Yes.
Then they have Northwest waiting for them, who they beat a couple times already this year.
Indeed.
And then, you know, they just have to go out and get a tough one there in the championship game. They're all the games are going to be tough. You're going to get your best effort from everybody this week. So if they're ready to play, they got a shot at it. I like what Western does all year long.
Yeah, in the championship game, they'll have the winner of Leslie and Stockbridge. So that's another winnable game as well for them.
We saw Leslie play Napoleon One yes, of the more exciting games we had. Yes. An overtime tilt, actually, out in Napoleon High School. So Leslie can give a good game when they need to. They're a pesky squad, and they'll match up some good rivalry games in this district.
Yeah.
You know, if again, and I keep saying if Western wins at home, which they were, I think I had them at, what was the number? Only one loss here at home, and that was in December 5th against Chelsea all the way back in 2017. So Western has had good success here at home. They need to beat Eaton Rapids. They got a matchup looming with the Mounties of Northwest. Some final instructions from the coaches, and we're just about ready to go here on the floor.
Yeah, and they will break out the arena medal for the walk out to the tip. And courtesy of our PA announcer here, it is senior Ben Steele, number 42. Ben looks like he's going to take the forward spot.
Good work, Jason. Yeah, thanks to John Thompson, the ever-exciting PA announcer here at Western. And he feels bad because he had to be, it said right in the MHSAA rules, but the announcer is here to inform, not entertain.
Yeah.
He said, I never signed up for that. Elijah Ebong with the rock for the Panthers. At the top, moving around the perimeter against a zone defense from the Eaton Rapids. Moving in unison like a wild machine there. They'll look to get some soft spot. Fortress drives baseline, step down the end line. Out of bounds, turnover for Western. On possession number one, and we'll get our first look at the Greyhounds offense. Ben Steele. Inbounds.
This is a young Eaton Rapids team here.
Bring it up the floor. Number 21, Kyle Jones, 5'10", sophomore. He gets open, looking along, two, missed it. Rebound, tapped away, and corralled by Eaton Rapids, but they fling it up in the air. Ebong with the steal, takes it coast to coast. Left the layup short, rebounded by the Greyhounds, and they're up the floor quickly. Steele, cross-court pass, intercepted by Steele Fortress. And some quick pace action right here in the early going. With Thompson bringing it up, getting it to Landon Hyler. Now Hyler to the corner for Fortress, skips to Ebong. Open look for Thompson for three, missed it. Rebounded by Fortress, extra possession here for the Panthers. Hyler dribbling on the perimeter, gets to Ebong to set up the action again at the top. Right wing for Hyler, high post to Price. Now Thompson had a good look for a three, but he'll skip it over to Hyler instead. They're really looking for that high post. Open look for Thompson again, and he knocks down that triple. 3-0 Panthers.
Yeah, good shot there by Evan Thompson. First time around, pass a little low, didn't quite get into rhythm like he wanted. Second opportunity pays off for him.
Greyhounds working the ball against a man-to-man Western defense. Ben Steele driven around the perimeter, doubled there. Almost lost it for a moment. Now does have it tapped away. And Steele Fortress streaks through for the loose ball. Pass up to Ebong by himself. He'll drop it off to Price. And Price will finish that. 5-0 Panthers. Ebong had a look at it, but fouled the pass momentarily. Thought it was better to drop it off for Price. And now the pressure from Hyler on the ball handler near Steele, but instead gets whistled for a foul. Great pace here early, and I think the fast pace, Jason, favors the Panthers.
Yes, it does. Significantly, you can tell they're struggling with that high speed. Van Vliet checks in for Eaton Rapids. That's R.J. Van Vliet.
Kyle Jones dribbling up for the Greyhounds. Goes right to Norcross. At the top, pump fake. Pass it off to Dassens. Now a stop and pop for what looked like a long deuce. Knocks down the shot, though. Van Vliet right into the game, right into action. Gets it the first 2-4. The Greyhounds, they cut the lead 5-2. Panthers with the ball at the top. Desmond Price left wing for Thompson. Works his way across. Now right wing for Hyler. Skips it over to Ebong. Now Thompson takes a look at another three. Too long. Rebound up in the air. Price gets it, goes to the deck. And it whistles for a travel. Price must have jumped. He jumped all the way across the lane to get that rebound, but he couldn't stay on his feet.
An official right there to catch that traveling call.
5:16 to go, first quarter, 5-2 Panthers. Hyler pressuring the ball handler Jones right up the floor for Eaton Rapids. Loses the dribble just as he gets over midcourt, able to corral it. Now a bit of a run out, and they get it down low to the 6'6", Ben Gleason, who scores it in the paint. And it's 5-4. Panthers lead down to one. Hyler, Ebong, dribbling across, hands off. No, keeps it. Now he'll go to Thompson at the top. Thompson's flung up three threes so far, and I think Western's going to look to answer this zone by getting something down inside where they've got some mismatches. Ebong gets a screen from Fortress. Goes in the corner for Thompson. Errant pass goes out of bounds. And we're going to substitution. Cole Morris comes in for Ebong.
And that is already three turnovers for the Panthers.
5-4, they lead by one. Jones coming up, working against Hyler. Dribbles to the right side. Now back across. Hyler, quick hands, almost got a swipe there. Down to Van Vliet on the baseline, out for an open look for three. Off the rim, Dassens can't hit. And on the save attempt, we get a whistle against Hyler and Western.
And that's going to be his second.
And Coach Malnick will go to the bench. Jaden Payne into the game.
And we saw him get significant minutes the last time we saw Western. He played well defensively.
Yeah, real good on the ball, especially defending. He's in the face of Jones right there in the corner. Jones gets it away, almost loses it. The high post was Gleason. Now a driving dish, Van Vliet. Dassens at the top. 6-6, Gleason's going to drive into the paint, pass out, open look, triple is good. It's knocked down by Norcross in the early lead here for the Greyhounds, 7-5. Cole Morris fires, he's off the bench, missed that shot, rebounded by Gleason, and the Greyhounds with a two-point lead and the ball, 7-5, up the floor, and there's another three-point look, that one's short. Tap for the offensive rebound to Dassens. Back out for another three. Fires. No.
Oh,
and
that's not.
Fortress goes to the deck. It looks like he got pushed down.
Yeah, loose ball foul there. That's going to be on Gleason. Ben Gleason. His first.
And Norcross hit that three on their last trip, and then he took two of them on the next trip. Missed them both. 7-5 our score. Eaton Rapids in the early lead here with 3:19 to go first quarter. Payne with the ball for the Panthers. Gets to Fortress, drives from the wing. High post to Price. When he gets that low, it's tough to stop him. Nice jump hook in the lane. We're tied at 7. Fortress to Price. And here comes Jones over the midline for Eaton Rapids. Payne giving him all the pressure he can handle. He's going to have his work cut out for him all night tonight, it looks like.
Yeah.
Gleason, the 6'6 forward. Drops it off for Dassens, who fires from three. A little too deep on that one, and now we got a battle for the loose ball. And they're going to call foul against Payne.
Yep, and that will be his first.
That one probably could have gone either way, Jason. They were both kind of pushing back and forth.
Looks like Jones to inbound.
Van Vliet takes the inbound pass, hands off to Jones, left corner. Picked up out there by Payne. Now high post for Dassens out to Gleason outside the arc. Drops it down to Dassens, backing it up against Price. Nice lefty jump hook. Couldn't get it to go, and Thompson stags the rebound. Panthers on the run. Thompson up the middle. Gets into the paint all the way to the bucket. Floats it. No good. I think they waved off the shot, called it on the floor. Actually, a reach-in foul against Eaton Rapids.
Yep.
26 to go first quarter. 7-7.
And that went on Matthew Norcross, his first. And we'll get another substitution here. Nathan Dassens into the game for Eaton Rapids. So good luck with that, Steve.
Always fun when I have two siblings. The inbound pass to Price down low and straight up strong and finishes that. Desmond Price got a couple buckets now. Gives the Panthers a lead of 9-7 with 2:15 to go in the first. Steal attempt, open court, and Payne comes up with a steal. He's got a running mate with Price. Drops it off to him. Price with the lefty finish. Desmond Price running the floor. 6-point run for the Panthers. That'll get a timeout from the Eaton Rapids bench. 2:03 to go first quarter. Let's take a 30-second break on WKHM.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
2:03 to go in our opening period. High school basketball in the postseason brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, of course, around the world at WKHM.com. Eaton Rapids with the ball. 6-0 Western run. Jones getting pressured by Payne as he breaks it over the floor for the Greyhounds. Cutter through the lane. Fires for three in the corner. Missed the shot. Long rebound chased down by Steel Fortress. Payne bringing it up the floor quickly to Morris on the wing. Gets the drive and the floater from the baseline. It's a shooter's roll. First 2 points for Cole Morris and the Panthers make it an 8-0 run and lead 13-7.
Looks like Tyler Oxley into the game for the Panthers.
Leeson trying to make a move against Fortress. Now we'll pass back out to Dassens. Fires out. And we'll get a reach-in violation against the Panthers on the drive by Norcross.
And that's on Sauerbeck, Gabe Sauerbeck, his first.
3-point shot on the previous trip. Nathan Dassens, as you mentioned, Jason, both of those. The Dassens boys in the game for Eaton Rapids.
CMC now in for Eaton Rapids as well.
Inbound to Gleason. They'll move around the perimeter into the corner, and Dassens open for three. Left it short, pinned it between the rim and the backboard. And that's a jump ball. Possession arrow stays here with Eaton Rapids. Inbound is Sam C, 6-foot junior guard for the Greyhounds.
Looks like Oxley's going to continue to be matched up against Zach Dassens. That's going to be a tough matchup for him. Zach is very athletic.
Going to Gleason, doing some work back and down against Price. Fadeaway Jay, no good. Rebound gets loose and is picked up by Western. And up the floor quickly to Morse. He's going to drive into the paint. Squeeze it out for Payne. Skip pass and an open look for three. No. That pass, or that shot, excuse me, Sauerbeck. And the loose ball pulled in by the Greyhounds from Eaton Rapids. Under a minute to go first quarter. Drive by Norcross. Dropping it off for Gleason, but he stepped on the baseline.
An unfortunate turnover for Eaton Rapids. Needed a bucket here.
Try and stop this Western run. 13-7 the score right now. 8-0 Panther run. They trailed by two.
We're going to get Carlos Thompson into the game for Eaton Rapids.
44 seconds on our first quarter clock. Cole Morse back to the bench. That gets Tyler into the fray once more. Two fouls here for Hyler. He'll try to stay out of trouble in the final 42 seconds. He takes the pass from Thompson. Thompson back to Hyler. Hyler in the corner to Sauerbeck. Now to Fortress down to the baseline. Back out to Hyler. You get 28 seconds. Sauerbeck left wing. Back to Hyler near midcourt. And he's holding down for 118 seconds. Working against a zone defense by Eaton Rapids. 10 seconds. They get it to Fortress. Into the corner for Thompson. Open for three. Long. Long rebound, Price works his way in. Strong bucket for Price, Desmond Price. Getting it done for the Panthers, and it's 15-7 after one. Desmond Price, the heck of a first quarter. Let's take 1 minute. We'll be right back with the second quarter on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Western High School. 8 minutes on the clock, ready to get the second quarter going. 15-7 Panther lead, Ebong. And he'll get it to Fortress. Fortress to Ebong. Ebong over to Thompson. He'll get in the corner for Hyler. Eden Rapids staying in that zone defense, a 2-3 zone. Panthers have been pretty patient against it. Nice steal there. They got it down to Fortress deep, but he was triple-teamed. And Eden Rapids creates a turnover to the right side, and a drive for Norcross. Made it tough. Good defense by the Panthers down low, but now they get it back out. Down low to Norcross with a strong move in the paint, and he'll score that up.
Matthew Norcross with the bucket, and Ebong quickly back up the half court.
There's a drive by Ebong out to Hyler. To Thompson, they'll get to Fortress on the baseline. He works his way in, spin move, and he'll lose it again. This time it goes out of bounds, but it's going to go off of an Eden Rapids Greyhounds body.
And he's struggling a little bit down low with that 2-3 zone. It's been difficult to get possessions down low to Price or Fortress as we get a pass into the corner. Left short.
Thompson's
rebound.
Got the ball. Hyler left wing. Ebong at the top. Gets into the high post. Out to Hyler. He's open for that three. No. Long rebound. And Price pulled it away from Norcross to go out of bounds. Eden Rapids takes possession. 6:51 to go in the half. 15-9. Greyhounds finally stopped the Western run here with a bucket by Norcross. Looking to get their own run started here with C into the paint, out for Dassens. He's not hit. He's taking a couple shots. Has it stolen by Thompson on the break. And blocked from behind by Gleason. Goes up with the right-handed finger roll, and Gleason with the 6'6 frame and the wingspan for days.
Yeah.
Knocks it out of the sky.
Very long arms. And that will get R.J. Van Vliet back into the game. Dassens will take a seat.
He's a lanky 6'6", that Gleason.
Yes, he is.
But that length is something you can't coach. Nice feed down to Price, and he scores it again. Desmond Price is finding himself lots of space down in the paint. He's got 10 on the game so far.
He's got 12, actually.
12, I see. I took away a bucket from him somewhere. Gleason coming across the paint, out to Norcross, right wing. For the Panthers, gets to the top for Steele. Now C, trying to get down to Van Vliet. Gleason will pull the triple. No. Rebounded by Price. Looks up the floor, nothing there. It gets to Ebong, streaking up the left sideline. Dribbles to the middle. Into the corner for Thompson. Back out to Ebong. Skip pass over to Hyler. Eden Rapids doing a good job of closing off that high post. Making them work. They go to Fortress down to the baseline. Hills. Earned himself some room down low with a block from behind, though, Gleason. They're making it tough on Steel Fortress down on the baseline.
Very much so.
Coming across the lane is Gleason. Now he spin moves, drops it off for Steel. Out to C for Eaton Rapids, left wing. Works his way into the paint, drives, floats, got it in the lane. 17-11. Eaton Rapids trying to put together a run, get themselves back within striking distance. Hyler left wing for the Panthers. Now at the top to Ebong. Back to Hyler. Ebong. Opposite side Thompson. Back to Ebong. Skip it over to Hyler.
They're going to make him run in that zone for sure.
High post for Price now out to Hyler. Open look for three. No. Neither team has really shot the three ball well today, Jason. And now we'll get a whistle away from the ball. Looks like Desmond Price with a push in the back. Hip, you stop at a Crossroads convenience store and you mentioned you heard this game on WKHM. Get two Frios for the price of one. Ooh. Buy one, get one free on all Frio shakes and smoothies.
Sweet.
When you mentioned you heard it here on WKHM Radio. The Frio shakes. You had one, Jason?
No, but it might be worth giving it a shot.
Do yourself a favor. Van Vliet fires for three for Eden Rapids. Missed it. Long rebound chased by Gleason. He's been so active on the boards this quarter. Dassens gets into the air, floats one. It rolls halfway down and swoops out. And on the ensuing rebound attempt, it's tapped out of bounds. It'll be Western ball. 4.5 left in the first half. Panthers lead 17-11. In the midst of a little bit of an Eaton Rapids run here, but Fortress looking to drive has stolen from behind. They've been really giving him fits with double and triple teams. C on the outrun, up and under. Nice steal attempt, but he is able to score it. 17-13, they cut the lead to 4. Ebong looking for Fortress down on the paint. Goes through the lane, reverse layup, and couldn't get it to fall. Struggle right now for Steel Fortress in this one. In the game now for the Panthers, by the way, Brett Casto. Van Vliet in the corner gets it to C. Now into the opposite corner for Norcross. Fires the three, doesn't get it. Gleason, another offensive dive. Offensive carom, and then turns with a jump hook. And it's 17-15, cut the lead to 2. It's a full timeout. Let's take a 1 minute break. We'll be right back with more basketball on WKHM.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3:39 left in the first half. Western leads 17-15. Eaton Rapids comeback effort here led by Gleason. 6'6 forward for Eaton Rapids. Been a force on the boards, especially in the offensive end. Fortress taking a break here. Oxley into the game for him. Another three-point shot up for Western. Missed it, but rebounded by Oxley. Now he'll bull his way down into the lane. You get whistled for a travel. Just a little hop.
Yep.
Little hop on the move.
Just a little bit, and it was enough. I think they missed the last one, so that might have been a little bit of a makeup on the other end there.
So you got Ebong, Morse, Oxley, Casco, and Price in the game right now for Western. Van Vliet hands off to Gleason. He'll pull for three for Eaton Rapids, and he knocked it down. Gleason is on fire, and Eaton Rapids back in front, 18-17. Ebong splits the defense, passes out for Casto. Eaton Rapids bench wanted to travel. Cole Morse into the paint for Price. Passes out, open look for Casto for three. No. Rebound battle. Price comes away with it. Jump hook. No. Rebound tapped out deep. Ebong's got it. Jump shot from the elbow. No, he drops it down for Oxley. Strong in the paint. Missed it. Rebounded by Van Vliet. Eaton Rapids earned a stop on that possession.
Yes, they did.
And on the dribble, Ebong too close for comfort on defense. That'll draw a whistle from our official.
And that will be the first on Ebong, team six.
Panthers looking at that bonus here for Eaton Rapids. 18-17 our score with 2:29 to go in the half. It's the Greyhounds in front.
Nathan Dassent's back into the game for Eaton Rapids.
Van Vliet gets it into C. C working against Jordan Payne. Really pressuring the ball. There's Nathan Dassent's outside the arc. Zach Dassent's comes to set a screen for C. Now he'll work his way down around the basket. Gets into the trees. He'll pass out. Van Vliet fires for three. No. Fortress back in the game. Gets that rebound. Up the floor to Payne. Now tapped away. Van Vliet's got it. Here comes C now for the Greyhounds. Hands off to Van Vliet in the corner. Looking to drive baseline. Offensive foul. Defensive movement there from Payne. He just great footwork. Got to the spot before the offensive player, and he had no choice but to drop a shoulder into him. Commits the offensive foul. 18-17 with 1:51 to go here first half.
Sawyer Watterson with the brightest socks in the game checking in. Grand point for most of the regular season for the Panthers.
Yeah, like we said, a little bit different lineup for the Panthers tonight than we had seen previously. Cole Morris for three, left everything short. Got some net, and that was about it. Rebounded by Van Vliet and Eden Rapids. Minute and a half away from taking a lead into the halftime locker room. Leeson into the corner. He'll fire from three. In this case, he fires, feeds it down to Dassent, who drags that pivot foot in the paint. Had a little contact, but no whistle from the officials on that, but does drag a foot traveling violation. Watterson, left side Cole Morris. Crossover dribble, gets down low to Fortress. Pass it back out to Thompson, almost knocked away. Thompson does turn it over, and here comes C. Looking to go coast to coast, nothing there numbers-wise. Out to Dassent for three, and he just has not been close tonight on that shot. Rebounded by the Panthers. A stop and pop from Fortress to leave one short for three. Rebounded by Eaton Rapids with 54 seconds. Tim Merritt, the Greyhounds coach, says slow it down.
Getting a little high speed, a little out of control, missing shots, poor shot selection.
As we said, I think the high pace plays into Western's favor a little
more.
Yes,
it does.
But when Eaton Rapids has been able to get that zone defense set up, they've been pretty stout against the Panthers' offense. Hand off to Van Vliet, double-teamed into the corner, open look, 4C, no. Fortress rebounds. Catches Morse on a slicing move. And he'll get some contact there. Just a fourth team foul against Eaton Rapids.
And that one is on Sam C. And will prompt Kyle Jones back into the game. And Matthew Norcross will check in as well.
Fortress inbounds to Watterson. And the Panthers will hold for one here, 15 seconds. Getting it out for Fortress. Steal attempt, he'll drive, drops it off for Price. Jump hook, no good. Fortress rebounds, put back, no. Tapped again, Fortress got it, puts it up. No, at the buzzer, three tries, the Panthers couldn't get it. Fortress wanted to get a whistle. 18-17, our score at the half. A low-scoring affair, Jason. Neither team shot the ball exceptionally well, especially from 3 points throughout that entire half.
Absolutely, and turnovers were the name of the game there for both teams, really. Just five and a half for Eaton Rapids, but nine by my count with Western.
Yeah, just got a little sloppy, and I think the way the game went kind of played right into Eaton Rapids' hands, Jason. They had a lot of scores when I look back at their schedule. They had a lot of games where they had scores from 42, 45, 49. So if this game started to get up into any kind of a scoring race, they get left behind, I think. But Western struggled to shoot the three. The zone defense by Eaton Rapids. Did I predict that?
I believe you did.
I did kind of predict that. Anyway,
yes, you did.
Not to brag, I'm just saying, looks like we got that one pegged. And it worked out because they lead 18-17 at the half. They trailed at one point, too, by, what was it? I didn't say it's 15-7 or so.
They were down 15-9. Western scored just 2 points in the second quarter, so really shows you that tenacious defense that Eaton Rapids, they turned up the heat big time and outscored them 11-2 in that second quarter.
And, Jason, I also want to say that this is where you can see the difference with Nathan Burke out of the game, because he would give you that penetration that you'd like to get against that zone where you could start looking for those guys down low. But they really tightened that zone, and you could see every time Steel Fortress would get it down in that painted area, two, three guys were around him, and a lot of those turned into turnovers.
Yeah,
so just a well-executed game plan for Eaton Rapids. And if they shot a little better, they might have a bigger lead.
Yeah, definitely missed a whole lot of shots down low, especially just that 2-3 zone gave them absolute fits. They couldn't work the ball into the low block like they like to do. When they did, there were always three guys around covering both Price and Fortress. Fortress, you saw a couple of times, wanted fouls, didn't get them. Price was just banging down low, just unfortunately couldn't convert any of those touches into points, at least in the second quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on fire in the first quarter. Second quarter was a different story. They adjusted a little bit and made it a lot tougher for him. Impressive throughout that first half was Ben Gleason, though, for Eaton Rapids. They only put up 18 points, but he had his fair share of them at 6'6", and a senior. You know, they're going to have to figure out what to do, and he stretches them out. He shot a three. He could get down low. He had a pretty jump hook, so he's going to be a guy to watch in the second half, and I'm sure Coach Mullenix will be game planning for that.
Absolutely.
So a lot of add-on sponsors, again, as I mentioned here, for the postseason. I'll say thank you to Jones Construction Solutions. Northwest Community School's been on board all year. JPS Craft Agency, OmniSource, Kettlebell Hotspot Athletic Training Center, and they are the big prize provider for our March Madness Bracket Competition. Double now at JacksonESPN.com. I saw you're signed up.
I am.
I'm signed up. We got the big dog, Jamie McKibben, signed up on there. We just get GOC signed up this week, and Selection Sunday is coming up.
Yeah,
and
this
chance
weekend
to win $1 million if it's perfect. And you already said you're winning it, so maybe you have to split it with someone.
Well, I found out I'm not eligible for the $1 million.
Even if that's unfair.
I know.
Now, that means I'm not either, right?
Right. So all we get is bragging rights, unfortunately. So
I will brag plenty. Let's take 3 minutes here in the halftime. We'll come back and look at who scored what, set things up for the second half. It is 18-17. Eaton Rapids leads Western on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers next to the Hunt Club.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our five Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted, top-referred physical therapy companies in mid-Michigan with a 98% customer approval rating. Visit orsmi.com today.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on Deering Road, Western High School. Panthers right now trail the Greyhounds from Eaton Rapids 18-17, and just a rough shooting half for both squads, really, Jason, but the Panthers kind of held in check. They don't often see themselves only score 17 and a half. So who did what for Eaton Rapids?
Well, for Eaton Rapids, just four scorers on the night. You had Ben Gleason with seven. Matthew Norcross had five. R.J. Van Vliet with two. And Sam C. checked in with 4 points off the bench.
And for Western?
Western, it was a difficult half, to say the very least. Nine turnovers. Desmond Price with 12 points. Also, along with Evan Thompson's three and Cole Morse with a deuce. Everyone else that played in this game held scoreless by Eaton Rapids.
Yeah, Price seemed to be the lone guy who had something going there, and really that got ground to a halt in the second quarter. Eaton Rapids played the way they need to play the rest of the way. Keep it ugly, keep it low scoring, and they'll have a chance to win at the end. If either one of the teams gets hot, they could pull away easily.
Yeah.
Shooting the ball, and if they both get hot, well, we might just be in for a really fun game. Let's take another minute here on the halftime. We'll come back with the second half on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our five Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted
area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP. And Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop. All you need, all the time.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Final seconds ticking away on the halftime clock. We'll get 8 minutes up on this scoreboard and get back to second half action here on the MHSAA District Playoffs. Again, we're looking at a doubleheader on Wednesday as we head over to Vandercook Lake. Hanover Horton awaits the winner of a game between East Jackson and Vandercook Lake tonight. And Jackson Lumen Christie and Jackson Preparatory and Early College will match up. And the winner of that one will face the winner of the Grass Lake Concord matchup tonight. So we'll have a doubleheader with those two games. That ought to be pretty fun on Wednesday. And then Friday, not sure where we'll be, but it'll be a district championship game.
Yes, there will.
Elijah Ebong trying to slide in on the Eaton Rapids huddle there before they get started.
Always a good time. And it looks like Eaton Rapids is going to roll out with Zach DeEssence, Sam C., Ben Gleason, Nathan Dances, DeEssence,
and Van Vliet. So real different look from them. And Western comes out with their starting lineup. Sam C. working his way against Thompson. Passes out to Dassens. High post for Gleason. He steps out beyond the arc. Dassens cuts. Knocked away. Ebon gets the steal and will trigger the break here for Western. They don't really have numbers. Gets over to Thompson. Left wing for three. And he hit it. Huge shot. They need that. Thompson hits the three. And Western in front right away. 20-18 in the second half. Western looks to me to have the one with the more energy on their face coming out. Dassens gets down low. Challenged by Ebong. Little contact, no call. Rebounded by Western. Ebong greases up the floor. Gets out for Hyler. He'll pull for three. Short. Long rebound to Price. Backs down. Up in the air. Drops out for Fortress. They're going to call a foul for Desmond Price. It looks like they're going to have him at the line.
And that foul on Zach Dixon, his first, team's first. And these are our first free throws of the evening, surprisingly.
Desmond Price, lefty shooter. Colorful sneakers.
Very.
Do you ever refer to sneakers?
Yeah.
I guess I would usually just say shoes.
Yeah.
But sneakers just felt right there. It'd be tough to sneak up on anybody in those. They'd see you coming from a mile away.
For sure. Matthew Norcross into the game for Eaton Rapids. He'll replace Nathan Dassens.
Price hit the first one. Second one's long. Rebounded by Zach Dassens. Sam Sebring is up, getting the play from the Eaton Rapids bench. Now works his way toward the middle of the floor. Still out near midcourt, picked up there by Thompson for the Panthers. Down to Van Vliet. He was doubled down low. Norcross at the top, looking to feed Dassens in the post. Turnaround jump hook. And he's going to get a whistle. Looks like they're...
Yes, they are. And that is on Steel Fortress. And that is his first, team's first of the half.
21-18. It's a Panther advantage. 6:41 to go. Third quarter. Free throw is missed.
Dassens played a lot of minutes in the first half. Didn't score.
Scoreless at the line there. Rebounded Fortress. Ebong triggering the break here for the Panthers. No numbers. And a casual pass over to Thompson. Knocked away by Sam C. It'll stay Panther ball. Fortress comes to inbound. Gives to Elijah Ebong. Over to Evan Thompson. Down to Fortress on the baseline. Floated back out for Ebong. Dribbles over to the top of the key. Fortress left wing into the corner for Thompson for three. No. Long rebound. Sam C. gets it. Eaton Rapids staying close. Scoreless here in the half, though. 6:11 to go third quarter. Dassens gives to Sam C. at the top of the key. Left wing now, Norcross looking into the paint. Nothing there. We'll go back to C. who will swing it to Van Vliet. Looking for Gleason on the low block. Decides against it. C. will look to drive. Starts backing down Thompson. Now he'll walk back out beyond the arc. Patience here on the offense for Eaton Rapids. Van Vliet gets a screen from Gleason, doesn't use it, dribbles to the top of the key. And now Eaton Rapids will pull back out. Now the Western faithful applauding the defensive job here by the Panthers. Hyler denying Norcross over here in the corner.
There he is.
No space. Van Vliet dribbles over to the top, steps back for three. Short. Long rebound. Gleason corrals it. And Eaton Rapids will keep the possession. C gets down low on the baseline. He's doubled. Out to Van Vliet for three. No. Off the top of the backboard. Fortress comes away with it. Oh, had the ball there for over a minute 15.
Yeah, they
come
did.
Away with nothing. In the corner, there's an open look for Ebog for three, and he hits. Big shot by the Panthers. 24-18, they lead.
That's his first points of the game.
Cole Morse is set to check in here for Western. Eaton Rapids with the ball. Gleason at the left wing. Pulls up a three. Little long. Rebounded Fortress. Hands off to Ebong. Running it up the middle. Now to the right side for Hyler. Ebong thinks about a three. Cross to Thompson instead. He's open for a triple. No. Offensive rebound. Price put back is no good. Gets his own board. Puts it back and scores it in. He's going to get a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play.
And that foul on Norcross, that's going to be his second, team's second. Cole Morse will check into the game along with Carlos Thompson for Eaton Rapids.
Price just a great job down low there to get the offensive rebound, and then when he missed his own putback, stayed in position to get his own rebound. Had to battle in the putback against two guys in his face, obviously with a contact. Missed the free throw and a nice rebound by Dassens, but it's 26-18 now. And the Panthers continue to run here in the third quarter.
Jaden Payne into the game for Western. Menacing defensively.
9-0 right now in the third quarter for Western. Payne near steal there and does nearly create a turnover. Great dive and save by Sam C. Van Vliet's got it. And Eaton Rapids tries to settle in. Screen on Cole Morse. Van Vliet, left wing. Didn't want to shoot. Zach Dassens goes to work. Now he'll dribble back out. Gives to Van Vliet. Van Vliet puts it on the floor against Elijah Ebong. Makes a move to the left. Passes back out to Dassens. He was not ready to shoot. Near steal there by Payne. Seal dribble inside the arc. And now back out. Dassens fakes the three into the lane. Floats. Got it to go. Hung on the rim just for a moment. There's your first points of the half for the Greyhounds. Into the corner for Payne. Down low to Fortress. Gets up in the air. Blocked by Dassens. Fortress wanted a foul. No call. Up the floor, Van Vliet comes for Eaton Rapids. Morse comes out to check him, pressuring. A lot of contact, and they'll call him for the block on that one.
And that's going to be the first foul on Cole Morse.
Realistically, he probably let a couple of possible calls go, too. Cole Morse was very aggressive on that defense. So 3:03 to go, third quarter. And the Panthers lead 26-20. It's a full timeout on the floor. We'll take a minute as well. Right back with more from the KHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we are live. Western High School Panthers lead by six. Eaton Rapids with the ball. Sam C. working against Jordan Payne. Gets into the paint. Into the corner for Norcross. He'll look to drive. Gets into the lane. Double teamed there. Great defense by Fortress. Down the rebound. Norcross gets it, puts it up. Halfway down. Pops out. Fortress had it, knocked away by Norcross. 2:40 to go in the third. It'll be Western ball. A little respectful disagreement from Tim Merritt, Eaton Rapids coach.
Just a little.
Wanted a foul call there.
And they've let a lot of that contact go in this game. Morse kicks it out. A little
Price,
floater.
Yeah, Price had a nice look at it. Gets his own rebound out to Fortress for three. Hits. Big shot for Steel Fortress there. Make it 29-20 with 2:18 to go in the third. Eaton Rapids trying to get up the floor quickly.
Believe it or not, that's just his first 3 points of the game for Steel Fortress.
Norcross open for three. No. Halfway down, but comes out. Fortress rebounds up the floor to Jordan Payne. He'll get all the way to the bucket. Gets it in the air and gets lefty finish, 31-20, an 11-point Western lead. We're back up the floor, our Eaton Rapids Greyhounds. Hand off there for C as he looks to the bench for the call. Minute 43, ticking down here in the third quarter. C driving, kicks out. Nothing there for Carlos Thompson, gives to Dassens. Not a Van Vliet, looking to get a screen at the top. Thought about the triple, now steps inside the arc, pulls up the two, missed it. Price rebounds, and Western can add to their lead. Evan Thompson into the paint, floats it, got it! They're just tossing them up, and they're falling down now. 33-20, Western with a 13-point advantage.
Well, that's what we said. If one of these teams gets hot shooting, the other one's going to be in trouble.
Western's the one who started making the shots. There's a drive from Sam C. Gets into the paint, kicks out into the corner. Thompson, now to Van Vliet. He's open for three. Oh, it rattled in and out. Best look he's had all night. Missed it. Paint up the floor. Cole Morris up and under. Scoops it. Gets it to go. And we got a timeout from Eaton Rapids. And that's a full timeout. 43.2 to go in the third. Let's take a one-minute break. And we'll be back with more on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relief, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Full court pressure here by the Panthers out of the timeout. Leeson has it, dribbles into the corner, now passes to Dassett. Zach Dassett to Van Vliet. He looks to drive from the top, spin move. And he gets fouled on the spin. They'll whistle that on the shot. Free throws coming for Dassett. While we take a break for some free throw shots, remind everybody that Laughlin's Slice of Spice, New Mexican lineup with wet burritos, Nacho Supreme, the taco salad as Van Vliet makes the first. Thursday night at Slice of Spice, ladies' night. Wine Wednesdays with half-off bottles and 15% off for senior citizens on Sundays. Laughlin's Slice of Spice, Spring Arbor Road in Spring Arbor. Van Vliet got the one free throw to go, and on the rebound commits a foul. Trying to keep that ball down on this end. Just 3 points in the quarter for Eaton Rapids. Sees them fall behind by 14. It's 35-21, 22 seconds to go in the third. Elijah Ebon coming over midcourt. Now works to the left side. Holding out for 12 seconds. Ebon working back and forth. Now he'll go to Fortress outside the arc. Puts it on the deck. Stops to pull for three. Left is short. Rebounded by Norcross. Could have flung it. Doesn't. So at the end of three, 35-21. Healthy lead for Western. We'll take 30 seconds. We'll be right back at WKHM and WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey, stop into Crossroads Convenience Store. Either location, they've got one over here on Deering Road.
They do?
And there's another one over by Northwest High School. Either location, tell them you heard this ad on the radio game for basketball, and they'll get you a buy one, get one free on all for real shakes and smoothies all week long. Long as you mention the ad. So even if you go out there tomorrow, tell them Captain Steve sent you, and they'll get you a two-for-one situation going on in those for real shakes. They have so many different flavors, man. You can't even pick just one. That's why buy one, get one free makes sense.
Yes, it does.
You can get two.
That's right. One for each kid, then they don't have to share.
Or you don't even need to have two kids. You can just get two for yourself. 8 minutes on the clock ticking away here into the fourth quarter. Hyler on the floor. For Western, it's the starting lineup out there for the Panthers. Nice screen by Thompson to set up an open look for Fortress. He'll get whistled for an illegal screen, but it just looked like he was in the right place. Thompson respectfully disagreeing. 35-21. Eden Rapids has their work cut out for them to get a comeback in this one. They get to the top. There is Nathan Dassens. Drives. Passes out to Van Vliet. Jones drives from the top. Highly traveled. Gets it away to Van Vliet. Van Vliet spends a lot of his time dribbling. Makes the drive. Yes, gets it does. Up into the air and though whistling for a travel.
Respectfully disagreeing with that call there.
Full court pressure here by the Greyhounds. Hyler breaking himself. Kind of token pressure on that one.
Yeah.
Ebong at the top, right wing for Hyler. Finds Price coming across the lane. He'll go to work. Spins into double team. Out to Fortress. Drives from the top. Gets all the way to the bucket. And Lefty finishes. 37-21 Western. Pulling away. Jones with the ball. Working against Thompson. Gets a screen from Dassens. Then out to him for an open look for three. Missed everything.
That was unpleasant. He missed everything and then some.
Out of bounds. Panther ball. Steal Fortress will inbound Ebong down there to play point guard. Van Vliet will go to the bench. Norcross back in for him. And he runs out there to man up against Elijah Ebong. Inbound pass goes to Ebong. He'll break it up the right sideline. Into the paint, into the air, double clutch. Draws the whistle. Missed the shot. Ebong will get a pair of free throws.
And that is on Zach Dassens. That is the fourth team foul, his second.
6:42 remains here in our district championship opener. All of our postseason basketball coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. As Ebong hits the first free throw, 38-21. All Panthers here in the second half, just 3 points on the board for Eaton Rapids since the halftime break.
Looks like Carlos Thompson into the game for Eaton Rapids. And Jaden Payne will come in as well for the Panthers.
Make sure you check us out online at WKHM.com. Find out the schedule for the rest of our playoff basketball. Check in every day. Make sure you know where all the games can be heard on the radio live. Gleason chased down the missed free throw. Eaton Rapids up the floor. Sam C. earned some playing time in this one. Goes to Gleason. Thought about a three. Puts it on the deck instead. Works his way across the lane.
Nice feed.
Gets it down low up into the air. And a tough shot for Thompson. Carlos Thompson on the board for Eaton Rapids. Ebong coming up the floor quickly. Fortress thought about stopping to pop for three. Now he'll get to the high post for Price. Into the corner for Thompson, who drives, spins, passes out for Price. And Ebong will get it out near midcourt and reset. New play coming from Coach Malnick's on the bench. Ebong. High post for Price. Looks at the elbow. Passes back out for Ebong. Drops it down to Fortress. Fading jumper off of 1 foot. No. Rebounded by Eaton Rapids. They got to keep the pace up with 5:48 to go in this one. Trailing by 15. Pull up by, that is Nathan Dallas. Or Dassens, excuse me. And he missed everything. Now he got to get some big chunk of backboard.
Yeah, he did.
But it was never quite close to going in. 5:42 left in the game. Norcross takes the inbound out to Dassens. As Nathan has it knocked away. Ebong's got it up the floor to Price.
Uh-oh.
All alone.
Uh-oh.
Into the air.
Oh!
It down.
You knew that was coming. And that wakes up this fairly silent Western student crowd. We're going to get a timeout. Oh, we're going to get a technical foul. On number 24, that is Nathan Dassens.
I didn't see what happened. I was enjoying the celebration.
Talk about
retaliation.
Come on.
Confab on the floor with the official. We got offsetting technicals.
Yes, we do.
Technical foul number 11, Wes
And that will be a team foul for each team. It gives both teams five. And Eden Rapids will retain possession. And we're going to get Bronson Sisom into the game for the first time for Eden Rapids.
Some sort of a dust-up between Nathan Dassens and Elijah Ebong. And again, I was watching the celebration after the dunk. Also, 40-23 our score. 17-point Western lead. Sam C. passes out, and there's Gleason open for three. Missed. Offensive rebound put back by Norcross is short, and Fortress comes in to snag the rebound. Payne will run the break for Western up the left side. Thompson slices to the basket, blocked by Gleason, but there's Fortress to clean it up. 42-23. It's a 19-point Western lead as they continue to run. Norcross down to Carlos Thompson. Tough shot, and he gets it to go. Thompson having himself a nice quarter here. Payne up the floor, passes to Thompson, no look, and it goes out of bounds. 42-25 with 4:47 to go in this game. Some substitutions.
So it looks like Nathan Dassens and Matthew Norcross into the game for Western, or excuse me, for Eaton Rapids. And Landon Heiler back in for Western.
Cole Morris also on the floor. Sam C. drives, dishes out for Dassens, fires for three. It's short. Rebound goes long and out of bounds. Western ball.
And we're going to get Matthew Norcross into the game for Sisom. So he'll see, what, about 38 seconds of action in this one.
So fine experience for the sophomore, 6'3 sophomore. He'll be an important player down the road for Eden Rapids. Cole Morse with the ball for Western, working his way into the high post. Back out to Price outside the arc. Goes to Thompson in the right corner. Meanwhile, Price works his way down to the baseline. Puts out a couple dribbles, and he'll get fouled.
No, they're going to call offensive foul. And that will be his second, team sixth.
4:10 left in this tilt, 42-25. Time's flown off the clock in this one, Jason.
Yeah, kind of well-played, well-paced game.
Yeah. Sam C. going left side, gets out of the baseline, into the air, floats it. A little too far behind the basket, was partially blocked by Fortress, so it goes out of bounds. Eaton Rapids ball on the baseline. Sam C. drops in for Gleason in the corner, almost lost it out of bounds, playing real close to the sideline there. C works his way down to the top. Gets into the paint. Good hands by Thompson. Gets up in the air and it's partially blocked. And again, last touch against the Panthers. It'll stay Eaton Rapids ball. Panthers continue to play tremendous defense. They really stepped up the intensity level on the defensive end in the second half.
Yeah, they have turned it up big time.
Norcross. Left corner. Dribbles all the way out across the top. And he's going to get a foul against Tyler. Heiler was really pressuring Norcross on that one.
Yes, he was. And that is Heiler's third.
In for the Greyhounds, number five, R.J. Van Vliet.
And Van Vliet will get back into the game for the Greyhounds. He'll replace Nathan Dassens.
Eaton Rapids into the bonus, now 1-1. And Norcross hit.
1-1, Matthew Norcross.
He's got kind of a high arcing shot. And knocks down the pair. Nice trip to the line for Norcross.
It works.
27. 3:36 on the game clock. Cole Morris brings up the floor. Working against Van Vliet. Now he goes left side for Thompson. Looking for Price down low. Matched up there against Gleason. Gets down low out to Fortress. Got a lot of time to be patient. Norcross with a steal. Breakaway into the air. Too strong off the glass. Heiler rebounds. Nice job by Norcross to pick Heiler's pocket. Maybe a little too casual there, handling the ball. He won't make that mistake again. He's getting pressured by C. Gets it away to Cole Morris gets a screen from Price on the roll. Now we're going to get something against Tyler C. and C, maybe?
Yes, we will.
Technical foul against Western number 20, Hyler.
Landon Hyler will get a technical foul.
Technical foul against Eaton Rapids.
Really trying to rein in any kind of extracurricular. And, you know, Jason, we're here and we got the headphones on so we can hear some ambient noise, but we can't really hear those things they might be saying to one another on the floor.
Right.
And if it's away from the ball, I don't always catch it, but.
That is going to be. Yes, eighth team foul against Western. Sixth against Eaton Rapids, and we'll get a timeout from Western. Quick on the draw with those technical fouls, definitely keeping them in, but it's been the same official that has called both technical fouls, offsetting on both teams, rather.
Well, and he's kind of taken the lead here on the staff. You can tell he's kind of been the one to lead the way here for these guys. Not a bad officiated game, really, Jason. And at times it has gotten a little chippy back and forth. So,
yeah,
I think a lot of times you see the officials just want to nip that in the bud before it gets to be any situation where somebody might have to get ejected or miss a game or anything like that. So,
well, and you also have to, you know, they've let them get away with a lot of beating and banging down low.
Right.
As Steel Fortress will probably gladly tell you, they've gotten away with quite a bit down low. It's been a pretty well officiated game, and it's what you expect. You don't want the officials to be the focus of this game. And
well, and plus both of the technicals that they've called have been offsetting, so
yes.
It's really just the guys knock it off kind of thing.
Yeah.
No free throws, no change of possession over it, so kind of letting the players still decide this game. 2:52 on the clock, ticking away here as Western works their way toward a second-round matchup with Northwest. Left wing for Cole Moore, dribbles across the top. Thought he had a shot from the free throw line, but they closed that gap quickly. Now Watterson makes his way into the elbow, gets to Fortress, who will drive into the
and
basket
one.
And posed his
well.
Oh, and they're going to call for offensive foul?
Nope,
no count.
Okay.
He pointed that other
yeah,
way.
He did.
That? So Fortress draws the foul. A chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. 44-27 lead for Western.
And that's the first foul on Carlos Thompson. As Fortress leaves it short, rebounded by Van Vliet.
Up the floor quickly for Eaton Rapids. Norcross driving from the right wing into the air, partially blocked by Price, but he will get a whistle for his trouble.
Yeah, he got quite a bit of the wrist there, did Desmond Price, and that's going to be his third foul. And the team's ninth.
Norcross hit a pair at the line earlier this quarter. Leaves that one short.
In for the Greyhounds, number two, Zach Dassens.
Zach Dassens back onto the floor. Give Gleason a break. They made it real tough on him in the second half.
Yeah, very impressed with his defensive play most of this game.
Yeah, he drew pair of tough guys, hard-nosed guys down there in Price and Fortress, but he did a pretty good job. Morris will dribble up the floor now for the Panthers. There's near 2 minutes left in this tilt. Hands off to Watterson. Jab step and dribbles to the middle of the floor. Now Morris left wing. Screen from Price as he goes across the top. Over to Watterson, drops it off, and he'll get a screen. Price at the top, now into the left for Thompson. Crossover and drive. Thompson gets all the way to the bucket, tries to finger roll it. Can't get it to go. Norcross doesn't get up with an ankle twist. Van Vliet gets into the air and hits a jumper. Now we'll get a timeout. Official timeout there as Norcross didn't get up during the play. Now he's on his feet, moving up under his own power, but he's definitely hobbled a little bit. And now he's looking
he's trying.
For a little. Yeah. He'll accept some assistance.
So Van Vliet with the bucket makes it 44-29.
And Eaton Rapids setting up full court pressure. Get the inbound to Watterson up the floor to Morris, so they'll break the press relatively easily. Gleason putting some pressure on him there. Crosses him over. You get a reaching violation against Ben Gleason. 141 remains, 44-29. Western in control. Senior Cole Morse at the free throw stripe.
That foul number two on Ben Gleason.
Missed the free throw. Nice rebound there by Dassens. Zach gets up the floor to Jones. Good one against Watterson. Spins, pulls up from the elbow. Shot is down, and he get a free throw for it. Tight defense by Watterson. Tough shot. Where was that all day for Jones?
Yeah, those are his first points of this game. The first foul on Watterson as well.
He drilled it.
Yeah, he did.
Minute 32. 44-31. Cuts the lead to 13. And great box out and rebound by Price. If he didn't get it, Fortress would have. Those two guys started banging here in the second half and just have really cleaned up the glass.
Yes, they have.
Morse dribbling around, finding some space. Hands off to Watterson out near midcourt. He'll dribble up to the left side, find some space there as the bench clears here for Western. Five guys make their way over to the score table. And Western will call a timeout.
That's Tyler Oxley into the game along with, oh my goodness, Caleb Griffith into the game. I saw Casto get up. He'll come in.
Northwest head coach getting a little scout in.
Yeah.
They'll be out here, it looks like, on Wednesday. Panther-Mountie rivalry game here in the Western Gymnasium. Assuming the Panthers can hold on to that 13-point lead with a minute four to go. Loveland Slice of Spice in Spring Arbor, guys. New Mexican lineup. Wet burritos, nacho supreme, and taco salads. Every Thursday night is ladies' night. Wine Wednesdays, half-off bottles. So maybe stop over to the Slice of Spice before you head over here for doubleheader for high school basketball on Wednesday night. Your half-off bottles of wine.
Right.
Remember to drink responsibly.
Absolutely.
15% off your entire order if you're a senior citizen on Sundays.
Into the game, Caleb Griffith, Jaden Payne, Gabe Sauerbeck, Tyler Oxley, and Brett Casto.
Castle's got it left wing, looking for Oxley down to the low block. Gives the high post instead. Now swings it around to Payne to look to drive. Took a jab step. Looked like one extra step there. Now he's down with an injury. Payne writhing in pain.
And that looks like Ben Gleason fell on him, and we'll take this opportunity to reset the floor real quick. We have Race Osborne into the game for Eaton Rapids. Caleb Norder, Ben Sanders, Ben Gleason, and I think I'm missing one here. Who am I missing?
In for the Panthers, number 31, Sawyer Watterson.
Who we got? Race Osborne in as well.
Jaden Payne will get some attention from the trainer. 44-31. Pass into the corner, and coming to the game cold like that, sometimes you get one of those that you just can't quite handle. That one goes out of bounds off of Ben Sanders. Watterson will bring it up for the Panthers, trying to hold out one final possession, get the win here. Sauerbeck, right side, dribbles to the elbow, tries to pass down to Oxley on the low block. He has to chase it back out beyond the arc. He feeds it down low. Shot up and swatted away. Gleason comes down and knocks it out of the sky. That shot attempt by Caleb Griffith.
Yeah, big block by Ben Gleason, and he is clearly the tallest on the floor.
Griffith, sophomore, listed at 6'3 for the Panthers. Now we got a whistle down low, and that's going to go against Sauerbeck.
Nope, they are going to call that on Caleb Norder. It's going to be his first foul. Team's ninth.
Yeah, 16.7 left. We'll wrap this one up. It looks like we'll put Western in the books with the W as Sauerbach shoots and misses. Rebounded by Eaton Rapids. That one is Ben Sanders. Gleason finding Carlos Thompson under the board. Missed the shot. And Sauerbach looks to run it out. There's your buzzer. And the Panthers get the win, 44-31. 44-31. Western moves on to Wednesday night. Doubleheader here on Deering Road. Panthers and the Northwest Mounties. That's going to be a fun one, Jason.
Yes, it will.
This one was a fun one. Eaton Rapids led by a point at the half, but it was all Western in the second half, and they really just stepped up the defensive intensity. They got some shots to go down, and it was the difference maker. It's just Western started making their shots, and Eaton Rapids did. So let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the postgame. We'll come back and tell you who our Subway player of the game is and set things up for our next broadcast. Again, Western 44, Eaton Rapids 31 on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Get ready, get set, and go for this year's Jackson Public Schools Kindergarten Roundup. There'll be food and prizes, plus community family resources on hand to serve you. For a full list of schools and dates, call 517-841-2200 or go to jpsk12.org. Jackson Public Schools Kindergarten Roundup is sponsored by Jackson Public Schools, Community Action Agency, the Jackson County Health Department, the Center for Family Health, Jackson County Intermediate School District, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Hi, it's Tina from Hometown Heating, Jackson's only Dyke and Comfort Pro dealer. Hometown Heating and Cooling specializes in both residential and commercial and offers a 5-year labor warranty and a 12-year parts warranty. Hometown Heating services all makes and models. Don't forget, your furnace has been working overtime this winter. Changing your filter is one of the most important things you can do. Hometown Heating says good luck to the Western Panthers. Find us on Facebook or call us at 517-795-2933.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Jacob's Ladder is a proud supporter of Jackson County High School Athletics. Jake Barrett and his crew have been building Jackson for the past 15 years, including homes, pole barns, and garages, and commercial businesses. Contact Jake Barrett today for your spring project at 795-9412. That's 795-9412. Jacob's Ladder says good luck to the area high school teams in the playoffs.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final score here again from Western High School. The Panthers, 44 points, and Eaton Rapids with just 31. Just very impressive win for Western, and it really took toughness to get it done. And I'll tell you, we just saw Northwest last week, Jason,
yeah.
And they played a pretty hard-nosed, tough game themselves, and I think they're going to give Western all they can handle on Wednesday.
Yes, they are. They're a very talented team. We watched the junior varsity. Looks like a couple of kids have come up for the playoff run here for Northwest that looked really, really good. We were both impressed with their team play, a solid defensive effort as well. So I'm looking forward to a great game next week.
So that's coming up on Wednesday, 7:30. here. That'll be the second game of the night. Game one, it looks like Leslie and Stockbridge have drawn each other. So a couple of rivalry games. This gym ought to be packed full.
As usual.
To the rafters with all those teams coming to play in here on Deering Road. So if you're looking to come in person, show up early to get a good seat. If you can't make it or if for some reason it were to be a sellout, you'll have live radio coverage. And it looks like, Jason, that game expected to be at 95.9, the Power Cow.
That's right.
With Greg O'Connor.
March
so
Madness.
That's going to be a crazy, crazy day because we've got a doubleheader for you here on WKHM, and we're going to wait to find out some finals, but it looks like we know Hanover Horton, and we'll see who else can get there. And you can look up those scores on our website. That's brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. We'll update all the scores for you as soon as we get them there on the website. And we'll put that on the shoulders of our able-bodied executive producer, Josh Ankrel. So let's go down the numbers for tonight, though, Jason. Who did what for the Panthers?
Yeah, for the Western Panthers, Desmond Price, no surprise there, led the team with 17 points. Steel Fortress, just 9, but played most of the game. Evan Thompson with 8. Cole Morse and Elijah Ebong each with 4. And Jaden Payne had a spectacular game defensively, just 2 points on the offensive side.
Yeah, and we hope whatever injury he had there late in the game is just superficial and that he'll be back at it on Wednesday because they'll be glad to have the kind of minutes he gave them tonight. Desmond Price, our Subway player of the game with his 17 points. He had the flush out on the fast break, too, got the big dunk and rim-rocking out here. And I think he's been anxious to get that going all year, and we haven't seen all their games, but he hadn't gotten free for one of those in anything we'd seen. So tonight it was nice to see him get out and get to throw it down. Additionally, we will, again, get you details on what we're doing on Wednesday, but the Panthers stay alive, and Desmond Price is going to be important to whatever they do.
Absolutely, yeah, and you really hope that you can get Steel Fortress going offensively. He was great defensively with the rebounding skills and pretty much everything else that he brings to the table defensively, but they really need him offensively because I don't think 44 points is going to get it done.
Well, and with the success that Eaton Rapids had with the zone defense tonight, kind of plugging up the middle like they did, I would expect that we saw the Northwest head coach here scouting the game, so he saw what was effective, and I think that they're going to see more of the same. Western will night, and they'll have to. You know, Steel Fortress got in that first half. He got the ball down deep in traffic, and he had 2. Maybe 3 guys around him at all times, and he did lose some of those balls and had some turnovers. But he was much more solid in the second half, and again, him and Desmond Price just paired up to clean the glass the whole way there. That the second half kept Ben Gleason off the boards, and that was really important. So nice job by Coach Mullenix to make adjustments too. And they're ready for that game. What about Eaton Rapids, just to kind of close out the broadcast? What do they get done?
Yeah, Matthew Norcross and Ben Gleason were the show. They had 7 points apiece. R.J. Van Vliet with 5 off the bench. Sam C., Carlos Thompson each with 4. Zach Tassin, or Dassins, rather, had an absolutely terrible shooting night. He and Kyle Jones both had 2.
Yeah, and you could tell he was the guy that they rely on a lot. He looked comfortable on the floor. It looked like he knew what he was doing. Just didn't have the stroke tonight, and it hurt him on the scoreboard. Just 31 points for Eaton Rapids here at Western High School. So, again, games on Wednesday all over the place on the radio. Make sure you check us out online at WKHM.com to find out the latest. Of course, we'll get it up on Facebook for you, too. And you can, of course, just listen to the radio hear those things. And one more time, I wanted to mention all this week at Crossroads Convenience Store locations, tell them you heard the ad here on the broadcast, and you can get 2-for-1 on your For Real shakes. And they've got a ton of flavors, so there's deliciousness for every taste at those Crossroads Convenience Store locations. And if it's not a shake that you're after, they've got just about anything you could want. I know that's one of my regular stops on my way home out here in beautiful Parma, Michigan.
That's right.
So, again, the Panthers victorious 44-31 tonight at home. They'll play at Northwest on Wednesday. They'll play against Northwest here on Wednesday. And we'll have some coverage of that one for you. So, for Josh Ankrel, our executive producer back in the studio, Jason Smith, my name is Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.